DW Africa Link.
Will Paul Biya continue as Cameroon's president, or will the country see a new leader for the first time in more than 40 years? That's still unclear, more than a week after elections were held, as vote counting continues. Opposition leader Issa Chiroma Bakari has already declared victory before the official results are released. The government calls that treason. Tensions are rising, the nation is holding its breath, and there is risk of unrest, with the future of democracy hanging in the balance. So can Cameroon avoid a crisis? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Micah Jr., and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
Cameroon's election is testing the strength of one of Africa's longest-serving governments. At 92, President Paul Biya has ruled for more than four decades. His supporters call him a symbol of stability. Critics say he represents stagnation. Now, with ballots still being tallied, opposition leader Issa Chiroma Bakari insists he's won. The ruling party rejects that claim, and security forces are out in the streets. Protesters allege fraud, while officials warn against what they call attempts to destabilize the country. For more on this, let's bring in my colleague Dorcas Ekupe. She is DW correspondent in Cameroon. Also with me is a political analyst, Dr. Atia Telarius, based in Yaoundé, Cameroon. Hello and welcome to Africa Link. We are recording this episode on Monday, the 20th of October, 8 days after Election Day. No official winner has been declared yet, as vote counting continues. Dorcas, you've been reporting from the ground. What's the atmosphere like?
Well, Eddie, I could tell you that ever since the close of the October 12 polls, there has been a tense sociopolitical atmosphere in the country. You know, people are anxious. There's uncertainty as to who will win these elections. People are just worried. And, you know, some are even fearful and people are just waiting to see the change. But then others are hopeful that there's going to be a change. And I must say that supporters of both Chiroma and Paul Biya are, you know, claiming victory. But then no official announcement has been made. Supporters are both claiming victory, but then it's an anxious scenario here. People are just so anxious and waiting.
Right. So tell us more. Why has vote counting delayed this much? Is it out of the ordinary? Is it always like this? What are we hearing is the reason for this time?
No, it's not out of the ordinary. It has always been like this. It takes about 2 weeks, you know, for the results to be proclaimed to be official. It takes 2 weeks, Eddie.
And while we are waiting, or while Cameroonians are waiting for the results, we are hearing of reports of protesting. There's been clashes in some areas. Tell us more about what's going on and how tensions are rising as people wait for the results.
Oh, well, indeed, yes, there has been protests in most of the regions in the country. We saw what happened in Gara in the north region, where protesters and security forces, you know, they were there. And equally in Douala, we saw the arrest of some people because, like I said, supporters of both parties are claiming victory. And even in Kusiri, a border town with Chad, there was protests ongoing there. And equally in Chang, a town in Chang, where we saw the ruling party's house being burned down to ashes. People just, you know, they're just so tense and angry within themselves, saying, no, Issa has won, Paul Biya has won. So that's the situation that is ongoing here. And they have been destroying some properties and people are really afraid as well.
I can imagine. Thank you very much, Dorcas, for laying that down for us. Let me come to you, Dr. Telarius. In a way, people expect this from elections in Cameroon because there's always some sort of controversy. Tensions are always high in elections in the country. But tell me this, what does Issa Chiroma Bakari's premature declaration of victory signal about the country's political climate right now?
I think it signals a lack of trust in the electoral process. There are fears that the elections are going to be rigged, that they're going to be doctored at the various stages of the counting. This is not new. In 1992, we had a similar scenario. In 2018, it was the same for the leading opposition candidate who claimed victory even before the official results were known. And it is the same case this year. And it tells you that the integrity of the electoral process is called to question by many a candidate. And there's much that government needs to do, especially revising the electoral laws to allow for prompt and speedy release of the results.
So how different is this particular election from previous others? It just seems to me that, you know, with Paul Biya seeking an eighth term at the age of 92, that many feel that this is now or never for a change, while, of course, his supporters will say, let's have him in for stability. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I think Issa Chiruma Bakare took many by surprise. No one saw him coming. Nobody saw him prepared to enter into this race and even win. So it has taken the polity by surprise. I mean, Maurice Kamto was the favorite. Many people thought that he was going to enter the race and cause an upset, but then he was disqualified. I'm sure many supporters of the Biya regime knew that it was as good as a clean sweep. But then Chiruma's appearance and the popularity, the crowds that he pulled, has shaken the country's political system. And many are those who think that he won. I mean, because of the crowds he was pulling, wherever he went, whether in the security-sensitive Northwest region or in the security-sensitive Southwest region or even in his native Garua, the crowds he pulled were massive. They were mammoth crowds. And even after the polls, you saw youths, men and women, go to his residence to protect him from any harm. There were fears that he could be arrested and all of that. So it tells a lot that Kamaruyans want change. At 92, they feel that President Biya may not be strong enough to continue to be in charge.
But just to be clear, at the end of the day, no presidential candidate can declare victory. That's not the official way it's done. So what do you make of Issa Bakare's premature declaration, and what does it do for tensions on the ground? Plus, also, we know that the government has called it treason. I mean, what do you say to that?
Yes, candidate Issa Chiruma Bakare was very hasty in declaring himself president because Cameroon has a lot of challenges with access to the hinterlands. The internet connectivity is not that strong. So it means that it will be difficult for somebody to get results from all the polling stations across the country few hours after elections. So by declaring himself president, I think that he did not think well. He did not think it out well. He's given room for the government to suggest that there's foul play that he is trying to carry out. Because when you look at on election day, after at the end of polls at 6 p.m., the vote counting is done manually. The votes for those polling stations are now declared. And then all the votes of the polling stations, the return sheets and the counting sheets are centralized at the divisional level. And there are some divisions that it takes more than 24 hours for votes to leave a certain polling station and go to the divisional headquarters. And for him to have already declared himself president doesn't look serious at all, because his party, to say the was not very much represented at the polling stations. For him to have the returns in good time and collate them and be able to see that he's president. Because when he said he was president or that he's president-elect, I expected him to give us the results, that I'm president because we counted votes in this polling station, and this is what the national tally is, this is what I've got, and that is why I think I'm president. But he did not do all of that. He just came out, probably because of the crowds he pulled during campaigns, probably because of the victories he got from a few polling stations, and he declares himself president. So I think he was very hasty. The law gives 15 days after the close of polls for the results to be made public, because it takes about 48 hours for the results to leave the polling stations to the Divisional Vote Counting Commission. the Divisional Vote Counting Commission has about 5 days to centralize and collate these results and transmit to the National Vote Counting Commission. That has also about 5 days to prepare their report and submit to the Constitutional Council. And the Constitutional Council shall then adopt and proclaim the results within no more than 15 days. And I think Chiloma did not wait for this process to go through. I don't know why he became very hasty.
Let me ask you this, because clearly you agree with many that it was premature and that was not the right way to go. So what are the legal and political implications of such premature declarations of victory?
It puts the citizens on the edge. Citizens who don't understand how the electoral process works will be forced to believe that Chiloma won. And where the official results to be released and Chiloma is not declared victor, then it will give room for mass protests, for destructions like we've seen in the recent the days leading after the elections, where youths came out contesting the procedures of the vote counting, suggesting that there was fraud, suggesting that there were inclinations towards denying them victory for their candidate. So Chiruma's hasty declaration is going to lead to a lot of violence and tensions, like we saw in 2018, where there were ethnopolitical tensions, where there were massive protests and destruction of state property and private property. I think there's need for Chiruma to come out and call his supporters and militants to order, because you know the representative of Chiloma, candidate Chiloma, in the National Vote Counting Commission, he staged a walkout. And this walkout will suggest that their candidate is not the winner. And if that were to be the case, and coupled with Chiloma's hasty proclamation of victory, it will lead to street protests and it will lead to tensions, insecurity. And it may take a while before the country will stabilize. And I foresee another arrest of somebody who has proclaimed himself president-elect, where things to escalate. I think Chiloma will be arrested and detained, like was the case in 2018 when candidate Maurice Kamto was arrested and detained.
And will that be legal for the government to do so because he prematurely declared victory?
By declaring victory, he is against the law, because the law has given powers to some other structure. Section 137 of Kimbaro's Electoral Code says that the Constitutional Council shall adopt and proclaim the results of the presidential election within no more than 15 days to the close of polls. You know, sometimes the results leave the polling stations. There are clerical errors that need to be corrected, that need to be cleaned up. Sometimes there are even petitions. You know, there are a lot of petitions that have been filed already for the cancellation of votes in some areas. Were this to happen, the results that people or some political parties are presenting will not be the same at the final analysis when the Constitutional Council proclaims the results. So I think that if he were to take to the streets without authorization, you know, the 1919 liberty laws in Cameroon are very tricky. It guarantees the right to protest. It guarantees the right to demonstrations. But then there's a procedure. If you want to go on the streets, if you want to carry out the demonstrations, you have to get authorization from competent administrative authorities. And in this case, Chiloma may not get that authorization.
The opposition is also claiming electoral fraud, right? The fingers are being pointed from all directions. They're pointing at each other, basically. What are voters saying about the overall credibility of the process and the competing claims of victory?
Well, voters are saying that it's not at all credible and that there's a lot of fraud, you know, with the process. If you listen to most Cameroonians talk, they are really doubting it. They are really doubting it, just that they are compelled to believe only from the Constitutional Council. But if not, Cameroonians are skeptical. You know, they are skeptical with the results and they do not believe that these results are going to be authentic.
And how are authorities responding to unrest and allegations of the fraud, especially in areas where tensions are already quite high?
Authorities have been silent. Some of them have been silent, but we saw the Minister of Interior who came out to say that Cameroonians should hold on. No one has the right to proclaim results, that Cameroonians should just believe on what the Constitutional Council has to say. But then they have been silent.
In such times, We all know how social media can spread information like wildfire. Not just that, of course, there's also the local media. They would also help in shaping public perception of the election and all of that. How is that going so far?
Well, listening to the local media, we've seen them publishing results. And from what they have been saying is that Chiroma could be the winner with the results that are we see on social media. Most likely supporters of the opposition are saying that, yes, he could win and he has won. But just for some pro-government local stations that are saying that, no, Bia, the incumbent, is going to be the one to win. But then the local media has really been talking a lot about it and believing that Chiroma could be the one that is going to win this year's elections. In fact, stocks have been multiplying. When you go to cafe centers, you go to local corners, everyone is just talking about Chiroma, that is going to be the one to win this year's elections. That's what majority of the people, even in polling stations, media organs looked at polling stations reports as well. That's what they've been doing. The media organs have been looking at the polling station reports to foresee that Chiroma is the one that is going to win.
And I'm pretty sure that social media must be awash with fake news and misinformation that may also be contributing to tensions, right?
Yes, it is. There's been a lot of fake news on social media. You know, sometimes you see polling stations online that they don't even exist. You see results that they don't even exist. You see exaggerated results that are not even existing. And if you don't do well enough to fact check, you're going to fall prey, believing that these are the official results or official results at the polling stations.
As things stand, it's not very clear because, as you've all said, the results are still trickling in. There may be provisional results, but there's still more counting to do. And so it's impossible to know who has won yet. Let me come to you, Doctor. I've just wondered about how strong Cameroon's opposition is today, right? Especially given the exclusion of Maurice Kamto and some other key figures. How united are they and how supportive are they of opposition leader Issa Chiroma Bakari?
I think Cameroon's opposition is one of the most disunited opposition you have around the world. There's a lot of selfish interest. There's a lot of one-man show. I mean, one person wants to steal the show alone. They don't want to share in the glory. So there's little or no support from other opposition candidates for candidate Issa Chiroma Bakari. And that is why I think those who have problems with the LECAM are pointing fingers at the wrong direction, because the problems we have in Cameroon are actually the problems with the law, the electoral laws. The electoral laws are not friendly. The liberty laws are not friendly. There's need for these laws to be reviewed. And I remember in 2011 when the then leading opposition leader, John Frundi of the Social Democratic Front, brought together a couple of opposition leaders to push for an amendment of the electoral code for some provisions to be repealed to ensure that we have a unique ballot on election day, to ensure that the process is even made digital, such that with biometrics, so you can use biometrics to vote on election day, and to limit the incidents of rigging, vote buying, and all the electoral malpractices that characterize election process. Because rigging is not a preserve of the ruling party. There are also opposition candidates in their fiefs who do everything to have 100% vote where they consider their bastions. So I think the opposition has yet to unite to fight for electoral change. And I believe strongly that in this election, President Bia is going to win. Win because of the electoral laws. Win because the Cameroonian people are yet to understand that as opposition leaders, they have to fight to make the laws better. And after 2018, we saw the momentum. But then they failed to concretize in 2020 by taking over parliament, by taking over councils where governance matters. And I pray that this year, Issa Chiroma will not make the mistake of boycotting the parliamentary elections that are coming up next year, because it is through parliament that laws can be repealed, some of the electoral laws can be polished to give an opportunity, to give a level play field for the opposition to contest in elections and even hope to win such elections.
As we wrap this up, Doctor, considering that tensions are rising, what risks does Cameroon face if tensions escalate before the official results are released?
Yes, except otherwise, based on information I have, the results will be known on Thursday, the 23rd of October. And that be the case, I foresee that there will be protests. I mean, it's just a given. But then the population should be cautioned that protests have never yielded results in Cameroon. They will not yield the desired results because there's a tendency to start destroying, to start going unruly. And the security forces are going to respond. And I see it turning out to be nasty. And I fear that the ethno-political tensions that we had in 2018 may escalate this time around. It may even transcend ethnic to religious border boundaries.
Right. Thank you very much, Doctor. And based on all that we've heard the doctor say, Dorcas, are there signs of increased security presence or restrictions on movement and gatherings? What's it that you sense now ahead of the official declaration?
Well, as for now, everything is normal. Everything is normal. But then there have been, I saw some guards, you know, around the to the center here, around the to the area in Yaoundé. We saw many guards, presidential guards, and the police, you know, they have been on the way just to check or protect. But then everything is normal. Everything is normal for now. And Adi, I just wanted to correct, I think it's an error from doctor that the protest has, you know, been from the Cameroon National Salvation Front, Chiruma's party. Yes, that's it. And Chiruma declared himself president on Tuesday morning. I think that's more than 30 hours after the polls closed.
Thank you very much, both of you. At the end of the day, vote counting is still going on. As I said earlier, we're recording this on the 20th of October. And some reports suggest that the official declaration of the winner of Cameroon's election will be this Thursday. So we'll have to keep tabs on it and see how things develop. Many thanks to you, Dorcas Ekupe, DW correspondent in Cameroon, and also Dr. Atia Telarius, political analyst in Cameroon. Across Cameroon, frustration runs deep, especially among young voters who feel excluded from both the economy and politics. Let's hear from some youth on the current situation.
The situation going on in the country, the riots and everything, what Cameroonian want is peace and more to that change. For the elections, Chiruma declaring himself president, I can say it's a strategy that he's using. Because on all the polling stations, I believe his party had representatives and they know what happened there. And they know that the government usually rigs elections. So that was just a strategy for him to pull the mind of the people, not just to succumb to whatsoever results the government will release. Especially now that in some parts of the country, the results that are released, the people who voted, the population there is not even up to the results we are seeing, that the number of people vote in the Northwest and Southwest region, everything is clear. The people need change. The people want change. The results that the government is giving, I can say to an extent, is faulty. Based on the statistics we had during the day of the election, the current government has stayed and all what Cameroonians want is change, and it should come in a peaceful approach. So we are waiting, believing God for the change.
So as I count in the votes, I really believe that there shall be change, but we know deep inside us that there will be no change. Because right now we are seeing in the social media that President Biya has won, which is not fair. And we know that when people voted, we saw, we counted, we saw that it was Chiruma that won. It's not fair for the Cameroonians, because us, the Cameroonians, we want change. If we want to see another president, we want to hear another name, because there's this generation that has grown up and still knows one name. We just want change, and we have been praying for that, and we just believe that God is going to bring the change we want in our country, Cameroon.
What Chiruma is doing is not a good thing, declaring himself that he's the winner. Meanwhile, the result have not been published. That's why there's more tension there in Garoua, Misery, and Maroua. And for the fraud, from many years, Cameroonians have been saying that Biya have been doing it since. So for me, I don't know. We are just waiting, but we only want the change.
The Anglophone crisis in the Northwest and Southwest adds another layer of tension, as many question whether their voices even count. Experts say what happens next could define Cameroon's political future. For now, all eyes are on the Constitutional Council, expected to announce official results in the coming days. But as history shows, the real challenge may not be who wins the presidency. It's whether Cameroonians believe the process itself was free and fair. What do you think? Share your thoughts with us on Facebook at DW Africa. Listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Josie Mahachi. And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening.
DW. Made for Minds.